talk about how Clark County is, what is it, 70%? 70% of the electorate in our state is right here in Clark County. So if he spends more of his time in Clark County than in the, northern or the rurals, that you certainly couldn't fault him for it, because this is where the bulk of the electorate is. Also, a little bit later on, Megan Barth's going to join us. I get all excited when I know that Megan's going to be on, because I know she's going to blow the thing up. She always does that. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will be joining us coming up a little bit after 5 o'clock. Stay with us. Lots more to come as we continue. Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Care Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden says U.S. officials are still gathering facts following a global ransomware attack over the holiday weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Detailed information is still coming in, but the president says ransomware damage in the U.S. may have been limited.
It appears to have caused minimal damage to U.S. businesses, but we're still gathering information.
He won't say if the Russia-linked attack rises to the level of retaliation, but that remains an option, says Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We will take action or reserve the right to take action on our own.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Elsa is strengthening and could become a hurricane before making landfall along Florida's North Gulf coast. Hurricane specialist Philippe Papin says landfall is expected somewhere near Tampa.
We're forecasting landfall sometime in the next 18 to 24 hours around the northeastern portion of Florida, kind of near the Big Bend area, north of Tampa.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has expanded a state of emergency to cover a dozen counties. Tampa International Airport plans to shut down Tuesday at 5 p.m. There's an extensive search in Montana for a grizzly bear that attacked and killed a man.
The man was camping, and a park spokesman says the bear had previously wandered into the camping area and left, but later returned. The victim's identity was not immediately released, and further circumstances surrounding the attack were under investigation. A video camera from a local business caught footage of a grizzly bear just before the attack raiding a chicken coop. One resident said they know to be bear aware, but this has shaken up the community. In April, a backcountry guide was killed by a grizzly bear while fishing along the Yellowstone National Park border in Montana. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 208 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battle Born Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Las Vegas Fire Department got more than 400 service calls on the 4th of July, but no major fires were reported. Firefighters had 427 calls, 118 were actually fires. Department officials reported just one minor injury and one garage fire. If your pet is missing, you might want to check in with the Animal Foundation. As of yesterday, the foundation reports taking in 237 stray animals over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Foundation officials say the numbers are normal as fireworks and other loud noises scare animals, prompting them to run away. Pets brought into the Animal Foundation are held there for 72 hours before being evaluated and then put up for adoption. Fees to reclaim animals are being waived through July 10th. Adoption fees are being waived through July 11th. Well, the heat is on again. The National Weather Service is issuing a week-long excessive heat watch for the entire Vegas Valley. The heat watch runs from tomorrow morning through next Monday night. Weather officials say part of the reason the heat watch is expected because of the high overnight lows, which are forecast to be in the low 90s.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You are bumper-to-bumper into the bowl right now. Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Expect some delays on that transition as you leave 15 north, merging over to 515 eastbound. And then you're greeted with lane restrictions on the 515 between Main Street all the way up to Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We're back.
Yes, we are. This hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. And I'm so glad to have back with us from holiday my friend Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, and he joins us. Scott, how was your holiday weekend? Did you throw another shrimp on the Barbie?
Barbecues, fireworks, and celebration of freedom. That's what you do, right? It was awesome. It was a beautiful weekend, and a lot of people. I had an opportunity to talk to some folks, a small group of people, about the Constitution. So, hey, I think it was great.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Now, of course, everybody has to get back to work, and it feels like a Monday, but it's really a Tuesday, which is kind of nice. Let me just ask you, because I know we've been tracking this, and the numbers have been incomplete. But the just completed 81st Nevada Legislature, it's so obvious that this was one of the most, highly partisan, I guess is the nicest way of putting it, sessions that we've seen in recent memory. Do you have the numbers yet as far as how many Democrat bills passed, how many Republican bills passed?
Yeah, actually, I did some. I went back and asked a couple questions, and then they got this information from some folks. And what spurred me was last week we had a conversation about the vetoed bills and what's going on. And so I started going over some of the numbers. You know, we definitely had fewer bills introduced. We had fewer bills processed. I think there was a total of 1,035 bills, which is actually a little lower. Normally we have well over, 1,200, 1,300 bills. So we were down. 430 of those bills were committee bills or miscellaneous bills. And, by that I mean agency bills or committee bills. So as a committee chair, you can actually bring a bill. And so there were a lot of those bills, out of the 1,035 bills, we're talking 430 came from the committees. 605 bills had sponsors by legislators, that is. Of those 605, you had about 267 that were approved all the way through both houses. The governor signed them, and it became law. 44%, so less than 50% are successful. That means 56% failed, 338. Of the ones that did get passed, 63% of those were Democratic bills.
Oh, wow.
63. 18% were bills sponsored by Republicans. 18%. 27 of those Republican bills came out of the Assembly, and 19 bills came out of the GOP. Now, to put it in perspective, each senator is allowed personal bills, 20, about 20 bills you can actually introduce, 20. So if a Republican senator had introduced 20 bills, and they're all by themselves, that'd be 19 of those 20, right? So really, 19 bills out of 9 of those state senators, 9.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that's, of those, and I want to highlight to people who are listening in, because they keep asking, what are you guys doing about election bills? Of those bills that we introduced, but can only get 19 of them passed, we introduced 20 election reform bills alone, and only one of those bills got out of the state Senate and then never got a hearing over the state assembly.
And so, the only way to change that is to elect more Republicans, which is now job one, and that means voter registration. What did June numbers look like as far as voter reg?
Yeah, that is the most curious thing, and also a telling story. Again, when you go up to the legislative building, when you're in the minority, you don't even get to decide when you go to lunch. That's done. Majority decides when to go to lunch. So you have to be able to count numbers to know where you're at. And so you're right. Job number one is going out there and getting more Republicans elected. And just so people know, now we have automatic registration at the DMV. And in June, they had about 13,000 or a little about 13,600 people who registered. And here's the part: 439 of those people registered as Democrats. 393 is Republicans. The rest, 12,700 and some, nonpartisan.
Wow. What does that tell you about the challenge for both parties going forward then?
Well, it tells me a lot of things. It tells me that we need to appeal to those people who have left parties, who have decided that neither party is calling them out. People are looking at it. I mean, for one, I want to remind people that with some of the deals that went on at the end of the session, one of the things that we were able to do was to actually, we couldn't get an election reform bill out of the legislature, but the Democrats did, and some of them we didn't want. And some of the deals that we made changes to some of those bills. For example, we were very cognizant of what happened during the last election. And so we wanted to make sure that the ballot counting observation changed, and we got that in one of the bills. We also wanted to make sure the list maintenance procedures were changed and were refined so that we could have a little bit more faith in the system. We also got rid of the one bill or a portion of the bill that was amended out that created this straight ticket voting, which most people don't want. It's been going away for years. It's been going away from most states that you go to. They're doing away with the straight ticket party voting, right? You go in there and press one button and you voted for all Democrat or for all Republican. This speaks to that. Most people don't necessarily, they don't identify with either one, so they're going for the person who they most closely identify with. That's where our challenge is in the next election. We're going to have to appeal to those people. Now, having said that, I know people are out there going, wait a second, doesn't the DMV, isn't their default nonpartisan? It is. It is nonpartisan. So a lot of those people may have just not bothered to decide what party they were and allowed it to choose for them. But that says something in and of itself as well. A lot of people just don't care enough. That they just let it go to the default, or some said and purposely chose nonpartisan because they're tired of maybe the fighting that goes on right now. Maybe they just feel like they want to be independent. But it tells me if I was on the ballot, I had to go after those people. I had to identify them and identify what their concerns are and try and find those folks and get them into the camp, so to speak, if we're going to win the next election and win it resoundingly.
Can I get those numbers again? Because I want to use those numbers from the June registrations.
Sure.
The Democrats, the GOP, and then the nonpartisan?
So the exact numbers are of the 13,599 that registered in June, 439 registered Democrat, 393 registered Republican. It's very close. You know, we're not even talking about a 50-vote difference there. And then new, nonpartisan, or other, 12,767.
That's incredible. That really is. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with Andy Matthews, Assemblyman from District 37, and he announced on our show that he's running for state controller, which then immediately my mind shifted to you. You have been mentioned prominently by a lot of folks around the state within the Republican Party as somebody who might be a candidate for statewide office or some other office. What's going on in your world politically?
You always make me a little nervous. Did I ever tell you the story that I told my wife one night? I said, after being around her a long time, I said, you're somebody I could marry. And the next day, I went over to her house after work, and she said, you know what I did today? And I said, I don't know. She said, I went looking for rings, and all I could do was laugh. I was so uncomfortable with that move. Bold move on her part, very bold move. But and then, of course, she said, do you want to go look at the rings with me? And, of course, I said, absolutely I do. So,
Boy, I tell you, she snookered you. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
She knew what she wanted, and she wanted to make sure I was on the same page, and I did. So anyway, yeah, it makes me laugh because I don't know where I'm going to go. I know this. People like me to be in this position. I'm going to be here. We have a real crisis, I guess you could call it, of leadership right now. We're looking at the next legislative session, and you have to understand that probably all the leadership, well, maybe 75% of the leadership that's in there right now in our Senate, both Republican and Democratic sides, are going to be gone. We're having a lot of changeover. There's going to be a large number of people who are going to fall victim to the to term limits as well. So, you know, I've been asked to do a lot of stuff for the next legislative session that's coming up, and I want to fulfill that and make sure that we have a really robust and very strong caucus, because there are certain things that we need to do. And I think you mentioned this last time. I really do want to make sure that we're reaching out and working bipartisanly with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle for Nevada. We want to work. We want to try. Like, I want to make sure I'm very careful what I say over the radio. We're going to try like heck to win every seat that we possibly can. But after all that's said and done, then it's time to sit down and talk to the other side and say what really needs to happen in the state of Nevada to make it a better place, and then work towards making sure that those goals are met. That's what we need to do, and I think that's where all those 13,000 new nonpartisan registered voters in the state of Nevada are probably sitting. They all want people to work together for the betterment of the state, and I think that's what we need to do, and I that's what I'm committed to do right now.
I was talking with Corey DeAngelis, who is the National Director of Research for American Federation for Children, and they've come up with a poll. It is a poll from June, and it all involved school choice. 74% nationwide favor school choice. By race and ethnicity, 70% of Asians, 73% of Blacks, Hispanics, 69%, whites, 76%. This is something that almost everybody can agree with in our state, yet we're no closer today to having school choice than we were 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. How do we fix that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to correct you at all, ever, because you get around, you talk to so many people. We did get a lot of school choice during that, at the end of the session, when we had to, when we made some, you know, changes and voted on that mining tax. So there was a lot of good school choice that came in on that. But you're absolutely right. It's not enough. It's never enough if people still don't have choices, if they're still designated to go to their zip-coded school in their area. And by the way, DeAngelis, I love reading his. He puts out something probably once a week. I read that. He's such a good writer, and he's always on top of things. So I'm glad you're mentioning him and had him. I don't know if you had him on the show, but
yeah, we did. Yeah,
Oh, he's got a lot of great insight. This is a no-brainer. This is not a partisan issue. This is not a partisan issue at all. It is, matter of fact, it's more of a civil rights issue than it is. It's closer to being a civil rights issue than it is a partisan issue. Everybody should be saying, how do we make school and access to delivery of education more accessible to everybody, and that everybody can go to a place that fits their education style and needs? That's the conversation you should be having. And even with Democrats outside of education, outside of teacher unions or outside of schools, even they also like the idea of school choice, and it's because we live in a different time where people would like to craft together something that is customized for them, customized, changed, and it works for them. That's what we need. And you know, right now, I think a lot of those nonpartisans that registered in the state, again, I think that they're going to be looking for the candidate, regardless of party, the candidate that wants to give that to them, choices. They want more choices. And so I think this could be a huge issue for us. It'll separate us from, obviously, our colleagues on the other side, who quite often tell everybody, I'm just not for this program or that program. I mean, we fought so hard to actually get the opportunity scholarships back to where they were before and previously, and then open it up to new people. Oh, my gosh, we fought so hard to do that because they didn't want that.
Corey DeAngelis, by the way, we're going to replay a portion of that interview. So if you want to be listening, Scott, at 5:35, you'll hear more from Corey DeAngelis. And he really is a fascinating, fascinating guy, the National Director of Research for the American Federation for Children. I want to ask you about redistricting. I know we talk about it at the national level with the census and all of this. Does that impact what's going on with you guys?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to impact my summer or fall plans, depending on when we have a special session. It's going to impact my, well, in the next next week, I'm going to a conference on redistricting. I want to hear what folks are telling all, you know, major parties, because, you know, we don't have control over that here in the state of Nevada. The Democrats have that all locked up, and we couldn't make them budge at all. But, yeah, the redistricting is going to affect us, because right now there are candidates out there who would like to run, but we have no idea if they're going to be in the district that they're going to run for until after we're done with this. And because the census was so, like, this should have been done for, you know, I know you know this, but probably a lot of people out there don't understand that redistricting should have been done during this last session, but we had to wait for the census to happen, and COVID impacted that. And so we don't even have, I think they finally finished the numbers over this just a little bit ago, but we'll probably wait until they have everything summarized for us and then go back in, look at what the numbers are telling us, and then redistrict everything.
Wow, it's going to be wild. And we anticipate that the special sessions will be when?
Most likely the end of September, October. There's probably going to be three special sessions. I think I mentioned this before in your program. We have a pretty good idea that one of them will be surrounded about, or basically concerning the money that's coming in from the federal government. We try to do as much as possible during the regular session to identify where some of that money is going to go to, but I think that we probably are going to get more money than we thought, or put more money into the general fund than we thought we were originally going to be able to. So we'll probably have a special session on that. We'll have a special session on redistricting. And then the third one, I was not clear. I heard there was going to be a third one, but it was never clear. But now I know. Remember the governor's plan on those innovation?
Yep, innovation zones.
Yeah, innovation zones. I think that is going to be the third special session. Apparently he's going to put a committee together, or someone's putting a committee together to look into those innovation zones, look at the idea that he presented it during the legislative session. I don't know if it's going to be tweaked or not. If it's exactly what it was before, I don't see it ever really getting any traction. But if he's made changes to it, then maybe. But that's what the other special session will be about.
Hey, Scott, in 15 seconds, the next Teletown Hall, do you have it booked yet?
No, we didn't. We don't have it booked yet, but we're planning on doing it when I get back. I have those two conferences to go to. I wanted to do it this week, but we didn't get a chance to get it firmed up. So it'll probably be the 20th of July. That's two weeks from today.
Okay. Hey, listen, you have a good one. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. Appreciate it. Talk to you later, Kim.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts